Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a delight it is to be back here with you again today. And hey, you know what? Jesus didn't come back this weekend. No, he didn't. But maybe he'll come back sometime this week. He'll come back for his people. He promised he'd come back. Hey, but you know, we're not going to talk about that today. But we're always going to hold that hope. But John 1 and verse 14, we're going to continue from where we were the last time. It says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, or tabernacled amongst us. And then it says, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. One of the great privileges of being a member of the Hebrew nation was that God himself had come and dwelt in their midst. He dwelt in this tabernacle in the wilderness, then in the temple. They had the King of all nations himself dwelling in Israel. That is just amazing. That's wonderful. People could meet with him. Well, the high priest representing the people could meet with the Almighty God. You say, that's incredible. Hey, listen, it is. It's wonderful. But have you then considered how wonderful it is that in the New Testament, the same God became flesh and dwelt amongst us, tabernacled amongst us, and he meets us. You can meet God right now through Jesus. In fact, you won't meet him any other way, because he is the only mediator, because he's both God and man. So then he's a suitable mediator, and you can meet him today. In the old days, in the Old Testament, the Jewish people, bless them, they went to God's tent, and it was in the center of their camp. And if they wanted to worship, that's where they went. But we come to God through Jesus and have perfect worship. It's wonderful. Now the Word was made flesh, and he tabernacled amongst us. He dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. Now the we there, of course, that's talking about the folks who actually saw him, the first disciples. But that doesn't mean we cannot behold his glory. In fact, if we don't behold his glory, we are missing out. Hey, listen, can you believe that God not only came to this puny little, tiny little speck, this little dust speck of the cosmic greatness that is out there, He not only came here, he became one of us. And now we can behold his glory. We beheld his glory. Oh, this is deep water. Yes, but we all, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. Well, do you behold the glory of the Lord? That's your privilege. As a blood-washed child of God, we beheld his glory. Well, oh, I know this is deep. It's deep water. And eternity itself is going to be far too short a time to understand his glory. What does it mean, his glory? Well, his glories are infinite. And Jesus, in him, dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And no subject ought to be dearer to our hearts than that of beholding the glory of God. And if we don't behold his glory by faith in this life, we won't behold it by sight in the next life. Come to him today. Let him save you. And listen, dear Christian friend, behold his glory by simple faith. And you can do it, and that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.